And we are live. Newsday Tuesday. How you doing, Len?
I'm doing great, Rome. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You dealing with all this snow and ice?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Not too cold.
No. Yeah. You know, a little bit of freezing rain and drizzle in here in central Connecticut. That's going to be a little tough on the ride home and, you know, for folks just trying to get out and about. But maybe just sit in front of the fire or whatever you got that you can sit in front of.
Right. And fun stuff, movie of the week.
Yeah, you know what? I want you to go first here.
Okay. It's not a movie. It's a show. It's called The Sun. But it's on Netflix.
Hmm. What's it about?
A little bit of mafia action, kidnap the son, and then, you know, stuff like that. It's pretty good, though.
That's good. All right. Any actors or actresses we know?
No, they're new. All new actors.
Okay. That's good. Get all fresh blood going. All right. I'm going the opposite of fresh blood. Remember I talked about ice and snow?
Yep.
What is the classic ice movie? Slapshot. If you haven't seen it, definitely go see it. It's the one with Paul Newman in it. It's old. Okay. It is in color. It's from the 70s, and I'm not going to – don't have your listeners hold me to it. It may be very inappropriate in today's times, but it was a funny movie back then. So
I got to check it out.
Good hockey movie. Gets you in the mood. Slapshot.
Food dish of the week. I gotta go with fish and chips.
Really? Why?
I don't know. For some reason, I've been eating a lot of fish and chips lately.
Well, the fish part's good. I don't know about the chips, but you know, I lived in England and we'd have fish and chips and they'd wrap it up in newspaper, all that kind of stuff. It was great. Yeah. It was a different fish there. It wasn't sole. It was something called plaice, P-L-A-I-C-E, which is, I guess, a very close relative.
How about you?
For me, this is a good story. Calzone. I had not had a calzone in probably 30 years. Because, I mean, you got to be like a healthy young guy like you with a crazy metabolism. I don't have that anymore. And to tell you the truth, I've been eating it for 3 days. I mean, it was huge. It was like this. It was like a foot wide. Someone was just coming in a room. So I might get kicked out and go out in the middle of the newsroom. You know, that could be fun. We'll have some fun with that one. But anyway, so I got classic, you know, ham, mushroom, and roasted red peppers in it. It would be huge. But I was just in the mood Sunday. And this place called Sal's, they take care of business. So they took care of business back when I used to eat them all the time when I lived in Stanford and I was, you know, closer to your age and I was playing hockey and doing all kinds of stuff and burning calories like it was my job. And I could rip through a whole calzone in one sitting with my friend Andre. Then we'd each get one, but no more. But love me some calzone. It was a nice reunion.
Those are real good too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go here to get them? First and last? Carbones.
Joey Garlics has a good one.
I've heard of Joey Garlics.
Berlin Turnpike, Newington.
And what do you get in it? What do you get in it?
Sometimes I get pepperoni, bacon, chicken, broccoli.
Ooh, that sounds good. Get ready for dinner, not this stupid soda, but that's about 2-3 hours away. I'll just have to wait. So your listeners or viewers, actually, your listeners wouldn't know the difference, but your viewers might notice we are not in our normal spot today. I am in a conference room. Someone almost just kicked me out a moment ago, and I still may get kicked out, but we'll see what happens. We'll have some fun with this room. The reason I'm here is because the normal room you see me in, it's with the blue peacock kind of finery all over the place, very NBC looking. They are using that as a studio for the Draconis trial. which is, of course, the whole Jennifer Dulos spinoff, for lack of a better term. You know, she wasn't necessarily what you would call a main suspect, but at least prosecutors believe that she may be an accessory in one degree or another. So that trial is going on right now, and NBC Connecticut is giving you gavel-to-gavel coverage right now. You can pick it up on streaming, and that is why we're here and not in our normal spot. But the sound's good. The video's good. You can probably see some traffic behind me. That's I-84. We're, you know, in the middle of everything here at NBC Connecticut, out in West Farms, nice. Across from West Farms.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. But I got other news. So, yeah, check out the Traconis trial. But then, you know, we've been talking about this stolen car scourge that we're having, you know, frankly, across the country, but it's been very bad in Connecticut because, you know, police have changed pursuit policies. And so usually people who steal cars get away with it. But this was a case where it's really sad. A 14-year-old from Hartford died when a stolen car that the teen was in hit a house in Wethersfield Sunday afternoon. And this is, of course, according to police, who said they responded to Church Street just before 1:30 Sunday and found two minors trapped in a car that had struck a house. Both children were pulled from the car. The 14-year-old, whose name is Novell Nesmith of Hartford, died at the hospital. Police say all three people who had been in the car were minors, and the car had been stolen out of Hartford. This is one of the big things that police talk about a lot. Frankly, you know, obviously this is a tragedy. I don't care that they stole the car. These are kids, you know, and they didn't know better at the end of the day. That's the best I, you know, that's the most I can give them. But, you know, this is why police tell us that they're not necessarily always going on pursuits. First of all, they say they never initiate pursuits, at least Connecticut State Police. They say they'll approach a vehicle, and if the vehicle takes off, they're the ones initiating the pursuit. State police say they don't do that. But even if they did, if you're pursuing a young boy or girl who has no experience behind a car, right, then they're dealing with, they got flashing lights and sirens behind them, so they're freaking out. Then they might have friends in the car. Then, of course, they're also realizing that the car is stolen. So they're flipping out. I mean, they could do anything. You know, they could kill themselves on the road. They could kill other people. So police, at least for now, they say in Connecticut, or at least Connecticut State Police, that the agency really does not engage in pursuits and won't initiate them because of this kind of thing. Certainly, if there's a tremendous loss of life that could be involved somehow, you can imagine the scenarios. A lot of those movies, the week we talk about, those kinds of things, state police are going to pursue in those cases. But, you know, sad any way you cut it, when you have people so young dying, literally dying, just to steal a car. I mean, come on. Is it really worth it? And I get it. I know they're bored, and I know people leave their cars unlocked, but, you know, as a society, Rome, we can do better than this, can't we?
Yeah. Got to.
Yeah. All right, let's get a little happy. So, Emmys. Big news on the Emmys. All kinds of Emmys were awarded last night. But the story is this woman, and stop me if I'm pronouncing her name wrong. I've only seen the video clips as I'm walking around the newsroom. Niecy Nash-Betts. She's a famous actress. Okay, cool. Thanks. And she was in the movie Dahmer, which I still haven't seen because my wife really doesn't want to see all the bodies chopped up and all that stuff. But I'll probably watch it, especially now that so many people are getting awards for this. The acting must have been amazing because she won. And she, what she did was really interesting. She made this speech and she said, thanks to my mentors, thanks to my agent, thanks to my coach, all this stuff. Which, you know, you should do. Then she said, thanks to me. She thanked herself for believing in herself. And, you know, for you or I, this is something. You know, this was a very intimidating field for me to get in when, you know, I grew up outside New York City and, you know, I didn't know anybody. You had to know somebody to get in. And in your case, you know, trying to do what you're doing with podcasting and influencing, it's not easy. I mean, I see you. I see all your posts. You're working really hard. And so, you know, you should thank yourself. And I should thank myself sometimes. It's hard to think that way. But yeah. I do believe that it's important that you do that. Just in the same vein that I've heard it the last few years. You know how, like, you're angry at yourself and you'll call yourself a nasty name or something? You really shouldn't do that either.
Yeah.
You know, because you're trying as hard as you can. Don't demean yourself. And so I think this lady, I think she did a good thing. The other thing that she did besides thanking herself was she said that her win in Dahmer was a win for Black women lost to police violence. And I thought that was a nice dedication. I don't think it was saying police bad necessarily. I think it was paying homage to a lot of women who, you know, have gone through things that you could argue were unnecessary. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, uplifting, I thought, you know, catching that story. And then here's another one. This one's wild. Did you hear about Miss America?
I did.
Okay. So what do you know?
Made history.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, and also she was the first active duty to do that.
Yes,
correct?
That's part of it. This woman's just amazing. Listen.
And the Air Force.
Yes. Yes. She's the first active duty service member to win the Miss America title. She's a Miss Colorado. U.S. Air Force Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh is her name. And she won the competition this year down in Orlando. She's 22 years old from Arkansas. Graduated from the Air Force with a degree in physics just days before winning her state title last year. So she's just a little busy. She's also a graduate intern with Harvard Medical School, working to use artificial intelligence to detect pancreatic cancer, which is one of the most deadly cancers there is. Pretty much you get that in your toast. And sadly, it claimed the life of her mother in 2018. So that's the good news I leave you with. I'll leave you with a little bit more good news. If you like snow, and I'm not sure you do, Rome, but
I like
if you
snow.
Like, all right, good. So then you're going to like this. You're going to get a little window dressing probably on Friday, just a little dusting. I'm not a weatherman and I don't play one on TV, but I work with a lot of really good weathermen and weather women. And what they're telling me is we're going to get something Friday, but not of a significant nature. And that's okay. What I leave you with.
All right. Thank you, my friend. See you next week.
All right. Yes, sir. We'll see you next week. Thanks for doing it early today.
All right. No problem.
All right. Take care, Roman.
Right. Take care, Len. Bye-bye.